President John Mahama will this afternoon inaugurate phase one of rehabilitation works on the Tamale Teaching Hospital, as well as cut the sod for the second phase to take off at a ceremony in Tamale in the northern region. The president, as part of his itinerary, will also inaugurate the regional offices of the National Communication Authority and the National Health Insurance Authority at a joint ceremony in Tamale. We are joined on the line by our presidential correspondent, Pascaline Adadevo. Pascaline, you're welcome.
Hello, Ibrahim.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Right. Can you tell us what the project entails?
Well, I don't have much information as such yet because the officials are not around to give us how much the project costs. But like you have said, the president is due to arrive at 2 p.m. exactly. And then characteristic of Tamale residents, they are all standing by to welcome a son home once again with fanfare. The president's first project will be inaugurating the first phase of the rehabilitated Tamale Teaching Hospital. And this is a manifestation of one of his campaign promises. And so I am sure that people are excited. From there, he moves into a second program, which is the inauguration of regional offices for the National Health Insurance Authority and the National Communication Authority. Both organizations, I understand, have been operating from temporal structures all this while. So basically, this is it. In subsequent bulletins, I would give detailed information on this project. But I want to put on record that this is a two-day working visit to Tamale. And tomorrow, the president will be inaugurating a water treatment plant in Bulukungu. He will also interact with some chiefs and address a mini deba of chiefs and people of Nalerugu. So basically, this is what the president's visit entails.
Right. I don't want to push you much since you claim you don't have much information, but then characteristics of the people of Tamale, they are out there in their numbers. Can you tell us some of the things that people have been saying?
Well, few people are excited, like I said, because people are have doubted the president's promise that the Tamale Teaching Hospital will be rehabilitated. There have been a lot of questions as to the delay and all that. And even at his encounter with the media, that question also came up. So I'm sure that they are excited that this project has come through. The first phase is being inaugurated and the second phase is being worked on. At least that's some hope. It brings some hope to the people that something is going on. And the water treatment plant in Bunkugu, which will be inaugurating tomorrow too, you know, water is very essential, and the people have suffered enough when it comes to water they bring from sources that are unhygienic and all that. So with the inauguration of the water treatment plant, I think it's in the right direction, and residents naturally should be happy about that project as well.
We would want to thank you very much. We will come to you for updates in our subsequent bulletin. So that was our presidential correspondent, Pascaline Adadevo, reporting from Tamale.